This morning on Fox News, White House advisor Kellyanne Conway defended the immigration proposal from President Trump last night, which, despite promises of an immigration deal with Democrats, now includes funding for the Mexico border wall, stripping federal grants from sanctuary cities, cracking down on legal immigration by families of green card holders, and illegal immigration by Central American kids who cross the border unaccompanied. Here's Conway.
For years, this country, including Capitol Hill and the swamp, they've always asked, what more can we do for the illegal immigrant? What's fair to the illegal immigrant? Right. This president is asking, what's fair to America? What's fair to the American worker? What's fair to the American community?
Well, Democratic leaders Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi said the plan fails to represent any attempt at compromise because it includes that wall funding and doesn't address a path to citizenship for hundreds of thousands of young people brought here illegally as children. They're known as the Dreamers. Let's get the latest from USA Today immigration reporter Alan Gomez. He joins us by Skype. Alan, you say this is what then-candidate Trump promised on the campaign trail. But what does it say about the fate of the Dreamers? There was supposed to be a quid pro quo. The Dreamers would be protected from deportation. But what?
That's what everyone is looking for. For the past month and a half, we've been talking about this possible deal struck between Schumer, Pelosi, and Trump to protect those Dreamers. And then they come out late at night on a Sunday with this very detailed 18-point plan on what their priorities are going to be. And there's not one word about those Dreamers. And I think that's why a lot of these folks who have been really pushing for some sort of compromise on this issue are feeling a little bit of whiplash today. It's been just these past month and a half has been very chaotic. We thought we had a deal. Trump said no. He still talked about treating these Dreamers with heart. But then all of a sudden we get, boom, all the way back to campaign Trump. With these very, very hardline immigration proposals.
Well, let's talk about them. He would treat unaccompanied minors from Central America no differently than children from other countries. Now, these children, it's been documented, that are being sent by their parents. There was a surge of them, now a trickle, but still it's happening. They were sent to escape gang violence in their home countries, El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, and had gotten some protections. So those would go away?
Yeah, I mean, there was a time where we talked about those unaccompanied minors as possibly being refugees, as probably being given additional protections once they came into the country. That's kind of morphed over time, and now we're just treating them, it looks like, as just everyday undocumented immigrants who were just coming over here for economic purposes. So that's one of the biggest changes that we see in this proposal. The idea of limiting family-based immigration would be just a complete overhaul of our immigration system and how people immigrate into this country. You go point by point on this list, and he's talking about hiring 10,000 more federal immigration agents, hiring 370 new immigration judges to speed up their deportations, more ICE attorneys to prosecute those cases. I mean, it's just really top to bottom, sort of the wish list of these immigration hardline groups that have been, have seen Trump as a candidate that is embraced a lot of their proposals. And he basically codified that in this proposal.
Well, but it may very much appeal to the base. But will it last? We know a number of Republican lawmakers from the border don't support an actual wall. So is this just maybe a starting point?
Yeah, we can go kind of point by point on these. But, a lot of Republicans have a problem with completely overhauling our legal immigration system to limit family-based immigration. A lot of Republicans have a problem with just deporting Dreamers, with spending billions of dollars to expand the border wall, with spending millions more to hire more ICE agents and more judges to speed up deportations. And so, yeah, we're left in the exact same stalemate that we started with in this administration, where you have the White House pushing very strong for these hardline immigration proposals, but you have a Congress where you're not going to get a single Democratic vote on these proposals, and you have at least a divided Republican caucus on it.
Well, but is that necessarily true that he won't get Democratic votes? Because the president, again, is holding the fate of the Dreamers here. He is giving his proposal as, isn't this in exchange for reenacting DACA so that these people who were brought here as young children can be shielded from deportation? If he holds that out, won't he get some votes?
The question is how much of this he demands. There's no question that to get protections for the Dreamers, the Democrats are going to have to give some. But if Trump and the White House insist on all 18 of these points that they pushed out last night, if they insist on getting every single one of them in exchange for Dreamer protections, I can pretty much guarantee that that will not happen. You won't get a single Democratic vote on that because it's just too much.
Alan Gomez, who covers immigration for USA Today. Alan, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.